Peir Yerushalmi correspond to Zvachim, Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin in Peir Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Abad Aleph, 13 lines up from the bottom of the page with the words Kibbud the Av Va'im. Now the Mishnah taught that honouring one's parents is amongst those mitzvahs which a person eats from their fruits in this world, and the principle is in the next world. Rehabor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Shalos Rabbi Elazar Ad Heichan Kibbud Av Va'im. Rehabor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, they asked Rabbi Elazar, how far-reaching is the requirement to honor one's parents? Amar lahem, v'liyatem shoylim, l'chu v'shalu es Dama ben Nathina. Dama ben Nathina roish patar buli haya pam achas haisa imay mestartosu b'fnei kol buli shalai v'nafel kol dakan shala miyada v'hoishut la shalai tzitzdaya. Rabbi Elazar says, you're asking me? Go and ask Dama ben Nathina. Dama ben Nathina, who was a goy, was the head of the army. Once his mother hit him on the face with a shoe and in front of all the soldiers. The shoe fell from her hand and he handed it back to her to prevent her from being upset. Amar Rav Chizkiya, Goy Ashkeloni haya v'roish patarbuli haya v'eben Yashua aviv alav lo yoshev alav miyama v'kem t'meis aviv asa oisa yure loy shaloi. Rav Chizkiya says he was a Gentile from Ashkelon and head of the army. He never sat on the stone on which his father sat. When his father died, he made that stone into his deity. Pamachas avda yashpe shal binyamin amu man de islei tava de kavasa amu islei ledama ben nesina azlun legabei upasku yemei b'mei adina salik gabai meiselahu v'ashka chavur demeich ista min mafteach de tevusa hava yasev goy etzbasei davur v'ista amri v'gluya davur hava speshita al tevusa nachaz lagoin amu lahoin layechilis maisusei lachoin amri dilma du bai pritin tuva Askune le Messiahim, Askune le Elef, Kende Toy Avua, Minchinase, Salik Vai Susan le Loin Born Mason le Kudapisk Psike le should say, Achuaya, Vale Kablilia, Ama, Maana Mazavinachoin, Ikra da Avose Peputin, Enonemechoid Avoisi Klum. The story is once the Yashbe stone of the tribe of Binyamin, which was used on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, it got lost. They asked who had such a stone, and they were told that Dan ben Nathina had it. They went to him and settled on a price of 100 golden dinar, and Dama went to get it and discovered that his father was sleeping. Some say the key to its box was on his father's finger, and some say that his leg was resting on the box. He returned to them and he told them he can't get the stone for them. They said, or perhaps he wants more money. They raised the offer to 200 dinars and even eventually to 1,000 dinars. When his father woke up, Dama went and bought them the stone. They tried to pay him the full 1,000 dinars, and like the most recent offer they had made, but he didn't accept it. He said to them, would I sell you my father's honor for the money? I will not get any benefit from my father's honor. Ma parale yakadosh baruch hu schar abav yosi bebun boy balayla yolda parase par aduma v'shaklo lekol yisor mishkala zav v'natlua. How did Hashem reward this goy? Rabbi Yosi bebun said that night his cow gave birth to a red calf, and all of the Jews paid him for it in its weight of gold. In its weight in gold. Amar b'shabzi k'siv. A mishpat of stocker layan layane enikolish bochum meshaim matan schar shel oisa mitzvot begoy. Rav Shavsai said the pasuk says in Eoiv in Perek Lamed Zayin pasuk Chof Gimel, with justice and great righteousness he does not act strictly. We learn from there Hashem does not delay the reward for good deeds performed by Gentiles. Imosh Rabbi Tarfon yad l'tayel l'seich chatzir v'shabbos nifsek kodaykun shelo v'alach Rabbi Tarfon v'heniach shtei yadav tachas parsoisa v'aisa maleches alein ad sheigia lemitasa. Rabbi Tarfon's mother went once to walk in her courtyard on Shabbos, and her sandal broke. Rabbi Tarfon went and placed his hands under her feet, and she walked in this way until she reached her bed. Pamachas chala v'nichnasu chachomim levakoi amru lahen ispalalu al Tarfon benishu noyeg bi kovod yoseh midai amru la mai avid leich v'tanies lahoin uvda amru la afilu oisekein elef alofim adayin lechetzi kovod sh'amru ha'tayra lo yhigia. The Chachamim once went to visit Rabbi Tarfon, who had become sick, and his mother said to them, pray for my son Tarfon because he's honouring me too much. They asked her what he does for her, and she told them this story. They told her even if he would do this a million times, it would not reach even a half the honour commanded by the Torah. Imosh Rabbi Shmuel bar kiras aluya lo Rabbi Seinu amar lahen ki Rabbi Shmuel bini she'ena noyeg b'chavid ba'oy sasha nifkalkamu p'neihem shel Rabbi Seinu amar efshi Rabbi Shmuel lo nag v'choyd avoy sav amu lo ma avid leich Amma kadu nafak mi beith vada ana boy mishonez vigluye amishti mihen vle shavikli amuloi hayov hu tsoina hu kavoida. Rabbi Shmuel's mother came and complained about him to the rabbi. She told him to rebuke her son Yishmol because he doesn't honor her. When the rabbis heard this, they were shocked. They said, could it be that Yishmol doesn't honor his parents? They asked her what he had done for her, and she said, when he returns from the study, I want to wash his feet and give him water to drink, but he doesn't allow me. The rabbi told Rabbi Shmuel, since this is her will, you must allow her to do it. Amar Bimana, Bimana said, Yo'uth Elaine Tuchunaya, Amin Kor Barnash, U Barnash, Zuchuse, Goy Kufse, Imei de Ritafen Amala, Achen Vagivuna, In Imei de Rabishmol Amaloin, Achen Vagivune, Achen. Vizera Mustava Amehalavai Hayali Abba Vimma, De Queenun, De Nearest Ganadin, Kajama Elaine, Taltin of Fanaya, Amabrich, one of the Lace Lay Abba Vimma, Loku Ritafen, Habeth Yechilna Lemera, Loku Rishmol, Habe Makabla, Eluia. The grinders have a good saying. They say every person has his merits in his box, meaning that whether a person produces a lot of wheat or not is according to his muzzle and his merit. Rabbi Taufan's mother told the sages that he's honoring her too much. They replied that he hasn't even reached half of what the Torah requires, and Rabbi Shmuel's mother told this to the Chachamim, and they replied that this is her honor. Rabbi Zeir was upset that he didn't have parents to honor and inherit Gan Eden, and when he heard these two brises about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Taufan, he said, Baruch Hashem, that I don't have a father or mother, I couldn't do it like Rabbi Taufan, nor accept upon myself that which Rabbi Shmuel accepts. Amru Rabun, Potter Ani Mechavoyed Av Ve'im, Amru Kad Avus Le'imei Misavui, Kad Yelte Misimei. Rabbi Oven said, I'm exempt from honoring my parents because my father died when my mother was pregnant and with me, and my mother died in childbirth. A person could feed his father a fattened bird and still inherit Gehenna. A person could have his father grind with a millstone and still inherit Gan Eden. How could it be a person would feed his father a fattened bird and still inherit Gehenna? Chad Barnash have a miachil es aviv tanagoylim patumim chadzman amalei aviv bui elein minan leich. Amulei Saba Saba Achol Vaadish de Calvin Achlin Vaadish Vaadchin Vrensa Machlis Aviv Patumin Vayosh Genehem. There was a person who once was feeding his father fattened bird. His father asked him where he obtained the bird, and his son said to him, old man, eat and be quiet like a dog. Kesod Koidna Rechaim Vayosh Ganeden. How could you have a case of a person who has his father grind with a millstone and he still inherits Ganeden? Chad Barnash, Itchin Rechaim Osis Mitzvosed Lechnaye Amulei Abba O. Tachun Tachtai in Matath Mivzaya Tavli Anna Vlay At in Matath Milki Tavli Anna Vlay At Nimsa Koidin Ruichayim Vyuresh Gehenim. A person was once grinding with a millstone, and the order came from his father must grind in service of the king. The man said to his father, come and grind here in my place, and don't go and grind for the king. It's better that they disgrace me rather than you, and it's better they hit me rather than you.
Nema Ish Imoy Vavituro Vnema Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Yotef Pasuk Gimel, every man shall fear his mother and his father, and the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel, you shall fear Hashem, your God, and to him you shall serve. The Torah compares fear of one's parents to fear of Hashem. Ne'emar, kabed es avicha v'esimecha, ve'ne'emar, kabed es Hashem mehoinecha. Heikish, kibud avayim likibud amokim. And the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Beis, honor your father and your mother. And it says in Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes, honor Hashem from your wealth. The Torah compares honoring one's parents to honoring Hashem. Ne'ema umakadal aviv imoy moisimas, v'ne'ema ish ki yikadal eloi kov, v'nasa achet chata'oi, heikish kilas avayim kilas amokim. The Pasuk says in Shmois, in Perek Chof Alas Pasuk Yud Zayin, one who curses his father or his mother should be put to death. And the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chofdala Pasuk Tezvav, if a person shall curse his God, he shall bear his sin. The Torah again compares cursing one's parents with cursing God. Aval, Iyeh Sholayma Make Klapei Mala, V'chein Badin Shel Shlashtam Shutun Boy. However, the Torah could not have been referring to hitting God, but it is logical to compare them in reference to honor and to fear, since they were partners with God in their son's creation. Eze moya le yeshu b'makoymoy v'li medabe b'makoymoy v'li yaste dvorav eze kibud machil u'mashke malbish u'malil machnis u'moitzi. What's considered fear? Don't sit in his place. Don't give him a public Torah class in a place where he usually speaks. Don't contradict him. What's considered honor? Feed him. Give him to drink. Clothe him. Give him shoes. Bring him into town and send him off. Mindaman. The question is, who pays for all of these services? Is it the father or is it the son? Huna ba'achia. Ama Michel Zakain Vistabail Mimer Michelloi. Veloi Kane Ama Rabiabo Bashem Rabiosi Bachanina Minaina Filu Amarle Oviv Hashlech Aniki Le Yam Shi Ishmaloi Bahid Isle Choran Avoisa Nachasurach Oviv. The answer Rav Huna bar Chiya gives is it comes from the money of the father, and some say from the money of the son. Didn't Rabbi Abol say in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, from where do we know that even if his father told him to throw his money into pouch into the sea, the son should listen? Both a man and a woman are obligated in honouring their parents, but a man has the capability to do so, and a woman does not, because she is in the domain of others, meaning her husband, and therefore if she would be widowed or divorced, it is as if she is capable, and she is obligated like a son would be.
The Amma Tani Rabbi Yudan ben Dudasi, the Rishim ben Yochai, he, the Tani of Shimon Yochai, Ome, Golo, he, Kibbut Avaim, Shehadifa Kalish Bohu, Yose Mekvoidei, Nema Kores Avicha Vesi Mecha, Venema Kores Esashem Hoynecha, Vima at Mechabdoi, Mima Shihon Necha, Mafrish Leket Chicha Upea, Mafrish Tumor Umaisa, Rishon, Umasashenu, Umasaoni, Vachala, Vaisa Sukha Vululov, Vashofer, Utfilin, Vasitzes, Umachre Saniim, Vesa Raivim, Umashke Esatsmeim. So Rabbi Chiya bar Rava disagrees with comparing the honour of parents with the honour of Hashem, as Rabbi Yudan, his cousin, taught a brisa from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and says, so great is the mitzvah of honouring one's parents, that Hashem prefers it over his own honour, as the Pasuk says in Shemais Perek Chof Pasuk Yudais, honour your father and your mother, and it says in Mishlei, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes, honour Hashem from your wealth. With what should you honour him? With that which he graced you, separate leket, chicha, umpeya, separate truma, masarishim, masasheni, masaoni, Chala, make a sukkah, a luluv, perform the mitzvah of shofar, tefillin, sisters, feed the poor and the hungry, and give the thirsty to drink. Yitzchak ata achayev bekulam v'meinecha in ata achayev ba'achas mehen aval kshuba edsel kibud avveim ben sheyesh lecha hoin ben sheinecha hoin kabed es avicha v'simecha v'afilu ata mesavev al ha'psachim. If you have produce, possession, fields, you're obligated in these mitzvahs mentioned. But whether one has wealth or not, and even if one collects charity from door to door, one is obligated in the mitzvah of honouring one's parents. And the beginning of this price clearly shows that honouring his parents is preferable to, rather than comparable to, honouring Hashem. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana, Ksiv, Orechaim, Pen, Tipoles, Na'u, Magaleiseha, Loiseida, Tilt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matan Schan, Shal Oisei Mitzvah, Kadei Shiu, Oisim, Oisa, Be'emuna. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Abba Bar Kahana, said that the Pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Hei Pasuk Vav, lest you weigh the path of life, her paths have wandered off and you shall not know. And Hashem didn't, meaning Hashem didn't reveal the reward for mitzvahs in the next world, so that people would serve him faithfully. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yitzhak, Ksiv, Mikar Mishma, Nitzar, Libcha, Mikimimenu, Toitza Aschaim, Mikar Mashinem Alecha, Rav Acha, quoting Yitzhak, says the Pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Gimel, from every prohibition guard your heart, because the matters of life come out of it. From whatever was said to you in the Torah, guard yourselves, because you don't know from which of them life will come to you. Amar Abba Bar Kahana, Hishvei Hakosav, Mitzvah Kala Shevakalos, Mitzvah Chamor Shevachamoris, Mitzvah Kala Shevakalos, Zeh Shluach HaKan, Mitzvah Chamor Shevachamoris, Zeh Kibud Av Ve'im, Veshteim Ksiv, Ve'arachta Yomim. Abba Bar Kahana said the Torah equated the lightest mitzvah with the most serious mitzvah. The lightest mitzvah is sending away the mother bird. The most serious mitzvah is honoring one's parents. About both of them, the Pasuk promises long life. Amar Bun, Ma Im Davashu Friyas Chayv Ksiv Boy Leman Yitav Lacha, Rabin said if about something which is considered to be paying off a debt, which is honoring one's parents, the Torah writes, in order that he will give good to you, in order that your days will be lengthened, something that involves monetary loss and danger will certainly be rewarded greatly. Rabbi Levi says, and he disagrees, he says, on the contrary, greater is something that is paying off a debt than something that is not. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Kishem Shematan Scharam Shaveh, Ken Pornusam Shaveh. Matam, Ayin Telaeg Laab, Vetevoiz Likas Aim, Ayin Cheligu Alakibud Aveim, Uvizas Alaisikach, Aim Albanim, Yakua, Oive Nachal, Yava Erev, Shu Achzoi, Vikarena, Val Yahana Mimeno, Vayavoi Nesha, Shu Rachman, Vayechela, Vayene Mimeno. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, just as the reward for honouring parents and sending away the mother bird are the same, as the Pasuk says, so that the punishment for not fulfilling them is the same, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the eye that mocks the father and despises the mother's wrinkles, May the raven of the valley pick it out, and the young eagles devour it. Means that either mocked honouring its father and mother, and despised not taking the mother upon the young. May the ravens of the valley pick it out. Let the cruel raven come and pick it out, and not benefit from it, and let the merciful eagle come and benefit from it. Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Yannai, have a Yasrin. Asa chad bar nash, v'nasha gruliya, gruliya de Rabbi Yonison, amalei Rabbi Yannai, mati vahu, shleim mecha, min yomei, amalei chad zman, asa kibali al berei di yaznunei, amaslei, ezel tzaak be kanishta, aluya avizisei. Rabbi Yonison and Rabbi Yannai were once sitting, and a man came and kissed Rabbi Yonison's feet. Rabbi Yannai asked Rabbi Yonison what he had done for this man to deserve his treatment. Rabbi Yonison told him that once a man had complained that his son doesn't sustain him. Rabbi Yonison said, go and embarrass him publicly in the shul, and he will sustain you. Amalei v'lamalei kifasei, amalei v'koyfinlei, amalei v'adayin at lezu chazabei Rabbi Yonison v'kava shmua min shmei. Rabbi Yannai asked Rabbi Yonison why didn't he force the son to sustain his father. Rabbi Yonison replied, what force him? But the law is that one honours the father from the property of the father. Rabbi Yannai said, but you aren't aware that if the father does not have the wherewithal, but the son does, the son must sustain him. Rabbi Yonison retracted and established the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yannai. Asa Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Am Rabbi Yonison, Shekoyfin es haben, Lazun es ha'av. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman also said in the name of Rabbi Yonison that we force the son to sustain the father. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Run, Halavai haven Kol Shmusa Beriulan Kehadash Shekoyfin es haben, Lazun es ha'av. Rabbi Yosi bar Run said, if only all of my learning was as clear to me as this law that one may force a son to sustain his father.